Good morning, 907. Sun shining, we're already at 86 degrees. Is there any kind of indication as to what the rest of the day is going to bring? Welcome to our Monday talk around here, our last day of spring. Summer officially arriving tomorrow morning at, I think, 4:13 is when it comes in. But we are doing what we do every Monday. We're talking chamber goings on with Lisa Kunkel. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
I'm jealous you got to go up north where it was a little cooler.
Yeah, we were in Ely, Minnesota this weekend for Legion Baseball, and it was actually cool up there.
Right.
So I got away from some of that heat.
How was the wind? Was the wind kind of fierce up there?
Not like here.
Oh, man. Yeah, I tell you what a weekend. But listen, we got some relief coming the last day of the kind of sweltering things, and just in time because you got the wine walk coming up. Tell us about this.
Yes, wine walk on Wednesday. Exciting. We have 12 businesses participating, so come visit me in Allison at Heritage Square about 5 o'clock and purchase your ticket, and take your ticket around to all the businesses and get a stamp, and then meet us back at the City Brew Hall about 8:15. We'll be giving away some prizes.
So. A nice little party and a nice way for people to go out and shop. And the retailers love this. You've had good turnouts for this before.
Yes, we always get a good turnout. And people are looking to stay in town now. Gas prices are too high. So, you know, we've got some events coming up, and stick around and party with us.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a lot going on. You got Chalk Fest coming up too.
Which is
it's a chamber thing, and you just keep growing this each and every year.
It's getting bigger and bigger, and Sean has done such a great job getting all these artists together from all over the country. We have professional artists, amateur artists. We encourage the public to participate. Mm-hmm. So if you just want to come and color on the street, show up and we'll find you a spot.
Right, and it doesn't cost anything.
Nope, it's free to the public, free for participation. We'll have some food vendors, some craft vendors, all kinds of fun stuff going on.
And that's coming up in July, too.
July 9th and 10th.
And then later on, too, we kind of touched on this because we hate talking, you know, fall already. But you got Headwaters Day coming up in September.
Headwaters Day in September, September 10th this year. So, again, we'll have a parade and vendors and food and all kinds of fun for the kids and big kids too.
Right. You need any volunteers like for Chalk Fest or for Headwaters Day or anything like that?
Absolutely. If anybody's looking to, you know, spend some time helping out, we sure would appreciate it. You can give me a call at the chamber, and we'll find something for
you to
do.
We'll put you to work. Definitely. Lisa, thanks for stopping by, and have fun with this wine walk, and I'm sure you will.
Of course.
On Wednesday, and you'll be back Monday. Give us an update on that, all right?
I will.
Lisa Kunkel, Wapton Breckenridge Chamber. We talk with Lisa every Monday this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Something magic.